नेह चात्यन्ति संवासः कस्यचित् केनचित् सह राजन् स्वेनापि देहेन किं योजयात्मजादिभिः. इन दिस वर्ल्ड नो वन हैज एनी परमानेंट रिलेशनशिप विद एनीवन एल्स. ओ किंग, वी कैनॉट स्टे फॉरएवर इवन विद आवर ओन बॉडी. व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ आवर वाइफ, चिल्ड्रन एंड द रेस्ट. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 Chapter 49, Text 20. At the outset, we wish to introduce ourselves as Arun Veeramani and Vinita Arun, parents of our only child, Natasha. We would like to inform the readers that the seed of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness was sown in us after the birth of Natasha in Mumbai, India, in 1988. Both of us are professionally qualified and were working as senior executives in the corporate and banking sector, respectively, in Mumbai. Vinita was transferred on promotion to New Delhi in 1990, and it was there that she got in touch with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, in 1991. In the year 1994, in Mumbai, we obtained the mercy of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON, and we took initiation from Him so that we could become stronger to pursue the path of Krishna consciousness. Our initiated names are Anand Mohan Das and Vrindavaneshwari Devi Dasi. Natasha obtained her spiritual name Nandarani from His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami in June 1998. In 1999, having worked for 2 decades, both of us resigned from our respective jobs. I had decided to work on my own, and Vrindavaneshwari wanted to be a housewife. In this way, we realized that we could devote more time to pursue the real asset and goal of life, Krishna consciousness, in a systematic way. Admittedly, Krishna does take care of those who surrender to Him. In accordance with Krishna's will, we spent the next 2 years with Nandarani, visiting most of the holy places in India, until we lost her in a strange way in the month of September 2001. On September 15th, 2001, I had gone out on some work, and at about 11 a.m., my wife Vrindavaneshwari went to attend the Bhakti Shastri class at the Juhu temple. Nandarani was alone at home, working on her school assignments on the computer. When Vrindavaneshwari entered the house at about 3 p.m., the computer was on in the bedroom, and she found Nandarani sprawled on a couch, with a dhoti tightly wound round her neck. As usual, Nandarani wore neck beads with Narsimha Kavach and Tilak. Upon seeing her, Vrindavaneshwari immediately uttered the various names of Krishna, namely Keshava, Madhava, Narayana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and the Narsimha prayers in Nandarani's ears, all the while requesting her to open her eyes. Vrindavaneshwari then rang me up, and with the help of the neighbors, she took Nandarani to the hospital. By the time I came, she was already declared dead. The security guard of our residential complex, whom the police suspected, was nabbed early the next morning, and in police custody, he confessed to the murder. He told the police that Nandarani had called one of the security guards of our residential complex to ward off a cockroach that she saw in the bedroom while working on the computer. We normally call upon the security guard for any assistance in the house. Incidentally, Nandarani was always scared of cockroaches and would scream even if she spotted one in the house. The security guard said that he came home to ward off the cockroach, and in the process of seeing Nandarani alone, he confessed that his mind went berserk and he caught hold of her hand. But she resisted and started shouting. Afraid of being exposed, he throttled her and escaped. as Nandarani had neck beads, with Narasimha Kavach and Tilak on her body, Krishna definitely saved her from being violated by the cruel medium. She left her body in our house amidst the photographs of our spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, Lord Narasimha Dev, their lordships Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Lord Dwarakanath, Lord Balaji, and Lord Ramachandra of Rameshwaram. After the post-mortem, the body of Nandarani was released and brought home. By then, almost all the devotees of the Juhu temple and many congregational devotees were there with us at our home, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After being bathed with Ganga and Yamuna Jal, Sahasra Tirtha Jal, and offered Vrindavan dust, Nandarani was dressed in a gopi dress and bedecked with flowers. Her grandmothers brought a Maha Garland of Radha Shyam Sundar from Vrindavan, which was placed on Nandarani's body. Amidst the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the Brahma Samhita, the devotees carried her on Parikrama and I completed the final rites. In fact, everything was well taken care of in a true Vaishnava way by Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna family of devotees of the Juhu temple. Nandarani lived an entirely pure and blissful spiritual life in Krishna consciousness till she left the body. Both of us have now relinquished all our material pursuits and have fully dedicated ourselves at the lotus feet of our spiritual master to assist him in fulfilling his mission of preaching the philosophy of Krishna consciousness around the world. This MP3 audiobook comprises the profound realizations of many sannyasis of ISKCON who had known her personally, and also those sannyasis who had read her memory book titled Remembering Nandarani. We pray that the listeners will please accept this offering as a sincere and truthful endeavor to glorify our beloved daughter Nandarani, who led a Krishna conscious life under the shelter of her spiritual master, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, till she left the body. Hare Krishna.